Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
What up, all my listeners out there in Radio Land? It is Jennifer DeVoe with another installment of Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 with my wonderful co-host and husband and business partner, James Muse, a.k.a. JJ. What's up?
Jenny.
Oh, no, that's creepy. Don't do that. That's only during sex. Oh, sorry. What?
Damn. I didn't say that.
How you doing, babe?
You didn't hear anything. Oh, anyway. What's up? We're having fun, as always, at LA Talk Radio in Sherman Oaks, California. It's a beautiful, gorgeous day outside. Traffic.
It's kind of warm.
Traffic looks crappy-ish, as always.
I can't really
attest for that because we don't have a car right now, so we're okay.
Yeah, that's
The bus and the train were quite lovely, as always.
Just a little late today.
Thank you to the LA Metro System. Okay. What's up, Kat? What's up, Joy? How's it going? Joy's on Facebook.
Hey, what's up, Kelly? Joy, how you doing?
JJ says hi.
What's happening?
What's up? Hey, Beth, what's up? I haven't seen Bethany in a long time.
Hey.
And so anyway, we have lots of great things, fun things happening on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We have a really huge announcement to make, and I want all of our listeners and followers and watchers and, well, stalkers. No, I'm just kidding. to all
Maybe
know
today.
To that we got the news in our email box last Thursday morning after we aired our show last Wednesday. That we were accepted for our show to air weekly on iHeartRadio.
Yeah!
Yes! So millions and millions of people can now listen to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Not just LA Talk Radio. We're also on Spreaker. We're on Sonos, SoundCloud, YouTube, and
all that good stuff.
Spotify. And where else were we at? We're going to tune in soon. I'm going to make sure of that.
Yeah, all that.
It will happen.
All that shit.
We're on kinds of stuff. Oh, iTunes. We're on iTunes also.
Oh, sorry. Damn. Yes. Right on.
We're on all the good stuff. So go listen to us. Pay, you know.
Whatever, Lou. Whatever.
We've got all kinds of stuff going on. Let's see. Okay, so we had a lot going on this weekend. Saturday, we covered the 2017... was it Indie and Hip Hop Music Awards?
Wiggin' Out Radio.
By I was just about to say that.
Oh.
They were produced by Wiggin' Out Radio. So what up to E. Missy K?
Yeah.
AKA,
thank you.
Also known as Erica Lindsay. And I thanked her on Facebook.
Yeah.
And thank you again for inviting us to be media coverage for the 2017 Indian Hip Hop Music Awards.
It was very nice.
It was at the Canby Bar. I thought it was Candy. That would have been cool. But Canby Bar in Reseda, California on Van Hoen. That was, we had a blast.
Yeah.
Met a lot of great artists there. What up to Mac Mad? Mad Mac? No, I'm sorry. I'm Mac Mad. I think that's what it was. But what up to everybody? What up to Melody Allen from Wiggin' Out Radio? Thank you to Taisha Talks. So thank you, Taisha, for coming down. I believe she came down from New York.
Ooh.
To host that event.
Yeah. That was the lady in the gold dress.
Yes. I got some really great pictures of her.
Yeah.
Gil from AV Entertainment was down there covering it. He got a lot of great interviews with the artists. You can go to our Facebook page. You can go to mine, Jennifer DeVoe. And you can also go, I believe I'm going to share it on to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block Facebook page and on our Instagram, Twitter, which is Jenny's Real Talk for both of those. So go check it out. Today we're going to have Ben Troop on the show from the NFL.
Yes.
He was on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well as the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, good.
So he is an inspirational / motivational speaker now. He no longer plays. I think he's retired as far as being an actual player.
Okay.
Hey, Woody, what's up? It's my cousin. What's up, buddy? I haven't seen Woody in a long time. So anyway, what's up? Love you, buddy. Yeah, so we got NFL on in the house today. So we can now say we're officially hooked up with the NFL.
Damn.
As the WWE, yep. E-Channel, and many other wonderful things yet to come. Ooh. Even. But like I said, we're affiliated with Wiggin' Out Radio now.
Yes.
And Tap LA and a bunch of other, Trap.LA. There's a bunch of companies and different people that we're coming in contact with making business happen.
That's right.
That's a good thing. That's what we do. We're very, very ambitious. Well, I know I am.
Oh, baby, what about the concert last night?
Mofo. Oh, well, we got two more concerts. I'm going down the line. I have to do all my thanks and all my my shout outs to the people as they go along. Okay, then let's see. That was Saturday night, and we did the red carpet and we took pictures. Yep. I just put most of the other pictures on all of our stuff, so you can see all of our pictures for the event for Saturday. And then Sunday we actually took a day off. That was amazing.
Monday
we went to Son of a Hoo-Ha. Oh, God dang. I can't even think.
Whiskey a Go-Go.
Whiskey, yes.
Yeah.
Whiskey a Go-Go. We cover so many fucking concerts.
Yeah.
I didn't keep track of everything. Monday, we went to the Whiskey a Go-Go in West Hollywood, and we saw AEF, which is As Empires Fall.
Yeah.
We saw them perform at the Whiskey. They put on an incredible show. These are a bunch of great kids, ranging from the ages of like 16 to 20 or 21, I believe.
Yeah, very, very
really
good.
Really, very high energy, yeah. Like a motherfucker. Oh my God, they
jumping, dumping down.
They jump. They just splits in midair. Yeah. And all that shit. I could never even do when I was a teenager. So I couldn't even do the splits. I couldn't do. I couldn't even do a.
They were very good.
Even
they
do a fucking cartwheel.
They're more advanced than
that
age.
That's besides the point. Yeah, they're very advanced and incredible, incredible. The lead singer
is the drummer,
and that's Danny Gallardo. His dad, Daryl Gallardo, is one of the managers for the band. Go check these guys out as Empires Fall. Check them out. Fucking incredible music. We filmed the entire thing on Facebook Live on Monday night at the Whiskey. So go check out my page, Jennifer DeVoe, and I'm just going to share it over to our Jenny's Real Talk page as well as our Get Real Global Entertainment page. And you can check out all of our concerts. We have all of our videos are going to be saved to our page. So go and check them out. We have all kinds of concert videos. And we put them in putting them on our Patreon page soon.
Ooh.
So if you'd like to be a contributor and a donator to our cause here for Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, produced by Get Real Global Entertainment, you too can get in on the ground floor. We will be having rewards like ticket giveaways, product giveaways, all kinds of awesome fucking stuff.
Exactly.
You don't even know. We're going to probably get, I'm going to get tickets for everything. Concerts, sporting events, whatever we can find. And we're going to put it all out there and give away all kinds of great products, fun stuff.
Yes.
Big stuff too, big ticket items. And we're also going to be throwing events and concerts of our own very shortly here at many different venues, such as the one we went to last night, which was the Virgil in East Hollywood. It's 4519 Santa Monica Boulevard in East Hollywood, California. The Virgil. Go check it out. It's literally at the corner of the corner of Santa Monica and Virgil. So it makes sense why it's called the Virgil. Anyway, so kind of explains that. I took pictures there last night, and so you can go see those on our Facebook page. I posted those this morning, and you can also see the videos that we took last night of the performances. The Pinks, go check them out. The Pinks Band, the_Pinks_Band on Instagram, I believe, and Twitter. But the Pinks, they're an all chick band, female band, and they did a great job. And so go check them out. We did video for those, and then we also were there to see FOE. They're a great band, local band, LA band. They are put on an incredible show. They did the first set, first like 6-7 songs. They did were like 90s covers tune because it was a 90s throwback night put on by Sarah. I gotta I'll look up her last name. It's Sarah, though. She really cool chick. She's their manager of their band, and she can get you hooked up if you want to go check it out. Go to their next check out their concert schedule. Go to their Facebook page, Twitter page. It's Foe the Band, FoeTheBand, Foe the Band on Instagram. So go check them out. I think they're I'm not sure. They probably Foe the Band on the other stuff too.
Oh, okay.
Twitter and Facebook. So go check them out. Their music's really, really great. They took a break and then they came back and then they played their own original songs. Oh. Really great stuff. And you can see it all on our Facebook page because we did in Facebook Live videos from the entire fucking event.
Oh.
Hey to Rick Roof. Hey to Wes Connerman. Hey to Tim Carter. What up, everybody that's on Facebook and watching and listening right now?
Yeah, thank you.
We always... Oh, Lori Chaplin, what up, Lori? What's up? Lori is one of our fans and followers.
Oh, good.
And hopefully she'll be able to come to some concerts soon.
Exactly.
Ernie Suter, what's up, buddy? I ain't seen you in a dog's age. He's still he's a manager of some hip hop and rap artists in Maine. Oh. So maybe we're trying to do cross promotion. He's been trying to move out here also for the last couple of years. So he's saying hello from Holt. You're in fucking Holton, dude. The fuck are you in Holton for? Are you visiting Jonathan? Are you visiting my nephew, Jonathan? Be honest. You can tell me. I'm just kidding. If you are, say what up to my nephew Jonathan. Waving right back at you, Lori. Okay, so we're having a great time as always on the air. So yeah. Go check out FOE. They're a really fucking great band. Great music. Check them out on all their all their stuff. But we're kind of hoping here that Ben will call into the show maybe if we're lucky. We had a missed call. Was that it? No, I'm just kidding.
maybe.
I hope it wasn't.
Yeah.
It probably was just now. People were calling in, and they said, fuck her. I'm not going to bother now. Anyway.
Give her the call-out number.
No, that's a really good. So call in at 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. And you too can talk to us and
get on the air.
I'm hoping Ben calls in at some point because I'm hoping I don't have to reschedule this next week. this Friday there is the concert at the Whiskey again. Whiskey, great concert on Friday night. Dirty Machine is going to be playing. Fucking love Dirty Machine.
Mm-hmm.
They're awesome.
Good.
Yes.
Fucking incredible heavy metal band. Oh. If you've never checked out Dirty Machine, you need to go to one of their fucking shows. It's mosh pit worthy.
Oh, yeah.
It made me want to put my fucking phone down, my camera down, and just jump the fuck in the middle. I might have gotten my old ass handed to me. but I would have had a great time. Yeah.
Come on, bump some bruises. Talk about, fuck yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time I've been like, fuck yeah, let's do this.
Boink.
As my boot is going up someone's ass.
Ass boots.
And my elbow is going in someone's face. Damn. That's I throw elbows. I mean, when I get in a mosh pit, I'm just, bam, 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 bam. I'm like, smack, smack.
Smack. Sound like we beatboxing
We sound like we're on an episode of Batman.
Smash.
Bang. Smash. Crash. Boom. Wham.
Sock.
Oh, wow. That's a remake.
They did
version.
Too. Sock. Like you socked him in the face.
Pow.
He did do fucking pow, didn't he?
Yeah.
Anyway. So this Friday, go see Dirty Machine, and they are opening for... Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Corey Feldman and his Angels.
Looking forward to it.
I'm not going to make fun of that. Corey Feldman and his Angels.
Yay.
Yeah. You should know you want to be on our show. Stop being elusive because we know we're going to get you eventually. We had your bodyguard, DeAndre Adams, already on the show.
Yep.
We had Dirty Machine, which is the band opening for you, already on the show. Mm-hmm. So now it's time, Mr. Feldman, for your...
Mr. Corey Feldman.
...ass to be on our show. I'm just saying.
Talk, well, Jenny's real talk on the blog.
F, very true. what do you have to say about that? My daughter.
My
daughter Nisha's in the house.
Cat got your tongue?
What do you got to say about anything? Anything? You got to say anything?
No. I just been laughing.
Just laughing? Okay.
So
now you've become the new silent giggles.
Even though I'm still talking.
Well, silent giggles, I mean, you know, that was when you were sitting in a corner and silently giggling. now you've been stuck the fuck on the air. Anyway, call in, talk to us, 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. We're having too much fun for anyone human to have.
Don't hesitate to call.
What about Saturday's concert?
Oh, Saturday, yeah, Saturday. Okay, we got another
concert. I'm looking
forward
to that one.
Saturday, go to Pershing Square in Pershing Square, you know.
Downtown.
Downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah.
If you live in the L.A. area, this is going to be a great night for all the B-52s.
Yes.
Will be playing.
I'm looking forward to that.
They'll be playing live.
And it's free
concert.
Free
concert. And we love free concerts.
We all love free stuff.
We like free crap. So that's always a great thing.
Yes.
We're looking forward to the B-52s. I'm going to take a pause here from Facebook for just a minute. We're going to come back because I need to look at something.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, we're on the air. That's what matters. We'll come back to Facebook. Facebook is ancillary. That's a secondary thing on the side.
Okay.
It's not a main thing, but it is a good thing. All right. So anyway, We're having a lot of fun. We have, like I said, we've been very busy people. Like I said, we got on iHeartRadio. Next week we have Troy Bullock, country and western star.
Nice guy
on the show. Very nice guy.
Yes.
So he'll be on the show next week, and then we have, let's see, the 23rd. I've got, who do I got on the 23rd? I know who I got.
I'll look it up.
I know who I got. I know who I got.
That's right.
I just don't have my book in front of me, goddammit. I hate that when I don't have my... Oh, yes. Okay, Jordan Casti. Excuse me. Jordan Casti and the guys... I don't know if it's just him or if it's some of the other buddies are from the members of the band are joining up, but from $11 Bills.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we've seen them.
The band $11 Bills. We saw them perform at the Viper Room.
With Dirty Machine. Yes.
They played, what, right before Dirty Machine, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, Dead played right before them. We will be having Dead on the damn show.
Yeah, Dead. We seen Dead first.
They were great. Yeah. They were fucking incredible. They should have had a mosh pit. That's just my personal opinion. But yeah. So they were great. And then we had, and then like let's say $11 Bills will be on August 23rd.
Yeah.
And cool. Then Zavang, a Vietnamese heavy metal band, will be on the air with us on September 6th. So Wednesday, September 6th, come back and check it out.
Oh, good.
And lots of things happening as we go along. But we're still in the process of booking people on the show.
I want to see...
We'll have Foe on in, like, October, I believe. Not sure the exact date yet, but one of the Wednesdays in October, we'll have Foe on. And we have lots of other bands that we're in the process of negotiating with to get on the show. They have to check their schedules, and they have to coordinate. And you got to remember, like most bands, there's anywhere from 3 to, well, if you're Dirty Machine, 6 fucking members.
Yeah, it's a lot of them.
Unless you are like Slipknot, which is 9 members. So that's like one of the largest bands I know of as far as all being on stage at the same time.
Yeah.
All performing.
I don't see how they could even play at like the...
A 9-piece band would not be able
that's
to.
What I'm saying.
The 6-piece band for Dirty Machine just had enough room for all of them to be able to perform. But it's not like they could all dance, jump around or move around a lot. You know what I mean? Foe moves around a lot. Like I said, As Empires Fall was really great. They moved around a lot. Last week we had Lord Paul Quigley on the show from Hell's Bells, UK. United Kingdom calling in.
Yeah, international.
We're international. Yes, because the week before that we had Ariel, and the week before that we had Mira Edlund. I can't pronounce her name the right
from
way.
Sweden.
Though. From Sweden, yeah. I can't pronounce her name the right way though.
Hi, Mira. She's still
what's
here?
Up, Mira?
Well, she said she was going back.
No, she left the next morning.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I know. She She was on the show and then got deported. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry.
Ice agent.
Her visa. Ice agent.
Damn.
Ice age the hard way. She got thrown back into
she
the tundra.
She's cussing out Donald Trump right now.
She got thrown back in the tundra. No, she's a very nice young woman, and she great.
She got Das Boot.
She was very good. I was very impressed by her.
Yeah, she has a good voice.
By
beautiful
her.
Voice.
Yeah. She was very good.
She could sing soul.
She was great.
She had that type of range.
Yeah, I agree. We've just been having a great time, though, the last few weeks with nonstop freaking concerts. And I'm sure I have more stuff next week to go to. Not freaking sure right now because I have a lot to go to.
You have to look through your
Date
book.
I know. I got a lot of people on.
Or your date app on your
my
phone.
My date app.
Who uses paper anymore?
Oh, wait. Yeah, we had Eric the Hard Way on the 26th, July 26th. He was after Ariel in between... Paul Quigley. Lord Paul Quigley.
Yeah, he's a nice guy too.
Let's play a game. Crazy relatives. Who has a crazy relative and why? Call in 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815. And I'll put you on the list for something.
Crazy relatives.
People that do like that you have in your family that's done something really,
jeez.
Like the craziest thing you've ever seen somebody do. I'm just saying.
I don't know. I think my family's kind of dull.
Your family's dull?
Yeah, I'm the one. I'm the. I'm,
that's just sad.
I'm the
crazy
one.
Mother.
Oh, that's right. You do.
Oh yeah,
she totally does have a crazy mother.
We see her.
Yeah,
we've seen her. we've seen her.
She just sits down on the sidewalk.
And then one time she shaved her head. I'm sorry. It's okay.
Have Britney Spears
make it feel
trip.
Like a, yeah.
Hey, it's okay.
That type of moment.
Oh
there.
My God, she that did. Type of she moment. Looked like Britney Spears. Right after she shaved her head.
But a little darker.
Oops, I did it again.
Yeah. Yeah, well, unfortunately, where we live, shit like that kind of happens. I had a cousin who chased my sister through the woods with a shotgun once.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
Yeah, no. And I was like, I think I was like 4 or 5. That's one of my first memories.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That
crazy
going
stuff.
Nowhere.
I was like, what the hell? My sister was like, that's oh my God, like, I locked the door. But I was like, that was funny as fuck. Anyway. it was scary then, but it's funny now. When you think back about what wacky stuff like your family does, and like, God rest my aunt and uncle's soul, they're both passed now, but I swear to God that when we moved down to Texas when I was 6, and we looked. We left a bunch of furniture up there, right? My dad was supposed to go up and get it and bring it back down, mm-hmm. so you know we could finish moving. Because he had gone ahead and he'd flown down and gotten a job and placed and all secured all that. So he went to go back, and he said most of our stuff was missing. And our grandfather said that we got robbed.
Oh.
That somebody broke in and took a bunch of stuff.
Right.
And I swear to God, years later, when I was a teenager, I went to visit my aunt And they live way out in the middle of bumfuck Egypt. I mean, like, middle of nowhere. Like I'm talking, like, I'd be scared of, like, wrong turn and the hills have eyes kind of shit going on.
Oh, God.
Way out in the middle of fucking, nowhere. Yeah. So I go in there and I look, and we're out in her back storage area. And we're walking out back and stuff, and she was looking for something. And I swear to God, I saw at least four or five pieces of furniture. Ooh. And a couple of our toys and some other things. Oh. I know they were ours.
Yeah.
I fucking knew they were ours, but, like, what are you going to say?
That's my shit,
bitch. That's mine. Give it back. That's mine. Mine. I'm going to need
you to come up out of
it. Daddy. Excuse me. Now you go to the cops. They come down. Like, ma'am. Ma'am. This child has said no. I was like 16, I think, when I saw that. I was like,
when did it happen?
I was six when it happened. So oh, 10 years later? And I know I recognize the furniture. I know I recognize all this, a bunch of stuff out there. And it was just sitting out back in the storage unit, and I'm like,
they didn't even sell it?
These fucking people are crazy.
I'm like, damn.
They're hoarders. It's hoarders. My aunt should have been on the fucking show, Hoarders.
Oh,
I'm not joking you. She had stuff stemmed to stirred in our place.
And didn't sell it?
No.
They kept it for storage?
Yeah, I don't know what they ever used it for. I don't even know why they took it.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Just my father's family is very interesting people. Yeah, my father's a bunch of interesting fucking people. Let's just put it that way. I'm starting to wonder if Ben Trope's going to call in.
Yeah, don't say that.
But anyway.
Oh, well.
We're having a good time.
Yeah.
No, okay, so do you have any crazy relatives that you can think of?
Only thing I remember is my dad when he smoked some PCP, ran down Jefferson Butthole.
There you go. That's funny.
He told me
that's what I want to hear. That kind of shit. He did some PCP. Was it by accident or on purpose?
It was accident. He thought it was weed. They dipped it.
Oh, somebody rolled a joint. Yeah. Somebody rolled a joint.
And they
now,
dipped
was it a joint or a blunt? Was this back in the day when it was just a joint?
They didn't have blunts back then.
There was no blunts back then. Okay.
It was a joint.
So when you were a kid and somebody dipped a little joint in PCP, and he thought he was being all dangerous and all cool, and he was going to smoke a joint. And
he did it on the slide anyway.
Yeah, but he didn't understand. He didn't know that it was dipped in PCP. Is the point?
Nah,
that's
crazy. He probably did it a little bit, not like every day or something like that. You know, come to find out years later, my sisters thought that it was me in the backyard smoking weed when they used to smell it. And I'm 10 years and 15 years younger than him.
It was your dad the whole time.
I'm like, Deborah, I was four. How would I be in the backyard smoking weed?
I know. That's pretty stupid.
Jeez.
That's convoluted thinking, I swear to God.
If y'all 10 years older than me and y'all 15, 16, I'm 4, 5, and 6. Why am I in the backyard smoking weed?
Oh, there we go. The manager for Faux is Sarah Zanville. There we go, Sarah Zanville. And we will be coordinating and working with them on some stuff. And we are going to do our usual shout-out to Allison Mason from Metal Babe Mayhem.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store. It's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with her rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
Metal Babe Mayhem, taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
How you doing, Allison Mason Cohen?
What's
Cohen?
Up, Allison? Start
what
throwing
up,
some
Allison?
Stuff our way, man, because, you know, everybody else is already. And your stuff could be featured on iHeartRadio now, and so it might, behoove you.
Yeah.
Just throw some stuff our way. Anyway, we're covering concerts constantly, and like I said, we're on iHeartRadio now. Mm-hmm. Woo!
Yay!
Yeah.
Thank you, iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
So I had this really crazy aunt once from New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, and her name was Rose Goldfarb. She was from New Jersey. And she liked to smoke a pack of Luckies a day. And she played the slots.
Oh. The sluts?
The slots.
The sluts.
The sluts, because they were hot sluts.
They were loose.
They were loose. Yeah. She loved the slots.
Loose sluts.
Her name was Rose Goldfarb, though. She smoked a pack of Luckies a day. And that's why she sounded like this. But she also drank a fifth of whiskey a day too.
Ooh,
you know, so
it was bad.
It was
auntie was so bad.
Yeah, but that killed all the germs in her liver. Oh. You know, so it helped her live longer. But she liked to go to, you know, she said, I don't want to retire to Boca. Fuck Boca.
Who?
Boca Raton, Florida.
Oh.
It's where all the old people go to retire.
I guess.
She said, I'm not going to fucking go to Florida and retire. I'm going to be right behind the slot machine.
Oh, they don't have casinos in Florida?
No, really.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Indian casinos, and fuck those too. She said, I'm going to play the slots until I die and smoke a pack of Luckies a day, maybe three.
Damn. Is she still here?
And that whiskey.
Is she still in the world?
Possibly.
I bet they don't make Luckies.
They do. It's a pack of cigarettes. Oh, learn something, sweetie.
You smoke, you should know.
Get educated. It's Luckies. They're a pack of cigarettes.
My parents used to smoke Silverthins.
What is that?
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes for old people, darling.
But check this out.
Cigarettes for old people, darling.
Oh. But I'm telling you, Silverthins was laced with weed.
We're not as hip. Oh, really?
Yeah, because I used to come in the house and I smell weed. And I'm like, Mom, you ain't smoking weed. She's like, no, it's just cigarettes. I'm telling you. Mom,
why aren't I smoking those? No.
Why aren't they advertising?
They probably don't make them no more.
They don't make
That's
them
like
anymore.
That's way,
what kind of an asshole are they?
Complete ones.
What kind of a douchebag company would not make something like that?
Probably wasn't profitable as...
Oh, what the fuck? Everybody wants to smoke weed.
And now?
They all want to buy it.
The ghetto marijuana.
One second. I think I got a hairball.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It was just a pack of Luckies.
How many you smoke
a
day?
I think a pack or two or three. I lost count. I pass out a lot from the whiskey. I wake up, there's a cigarette still in my hand. There's a hole in my bed. I don't know how it got there.
Jab several.
It's a big burn mark. I'm not sure where it came from. I think my husband's doing it. Fuck him. Told the bastard not to smoke in bed.
Y'all two still have sex?
I try.
I try.
But my vagina's like a sand trap at Pebble Beach.
Yeah. Do you remember?
I think we had sex a couple weeks ago. It could have been the dryer. Or the washing machine. I'm not sure. I get the two machines mixed up.
The rinse cycle.
Yes, it was the rinse cycle. It felt really good. Yes. We like the rinse.
And then the spin cycle.
Ooh, spinning's even better. It's like that spin class I took that one time.
The spin, then the rinse.
Because this handsome guy walked up to me and said, hey, honey, how would you like to lose those saddlebags? I said, how would you like to use your nuts? He said, I'll give you a free trial. Okay. I took the spin class. I nearly passed out. After just climbing on the bike. I told you I smoke Buc-ee's every day.
You ever try camels?
Camels. Then fuck camels. We don't like camels.
What about new pills?
Who wants to smoke something that comes from a camel? What'd you say? Newports?
Yes.
She said new pimps.
Newports.
New pimps.
God,
new pimps.
Newport.
Our bitches and hoes.
Newport, Rhode Island. What? No, sorry.
Bitches and hoes.
We don't like Rhode Island. They could go fuck themselves. I'm from New Jersey.
Rhode Island.
I'm from New Jersey. Rhode Island is part of New England. They go fuck themselves.
Damn.
Is Maine part of New
England? We pronounce our fucking R's. Goddamn fucking New Englanders. Don't pronounce their fucking R's.
Like Boston's. People from Boston.
Oh, I'm from Boston. Fuck Boston.
Fuck Boston. What's wrong with Boston?
I live in Atlantic City. I get to play slots. You can't do that in New England. Oh, well, that fucking Connecticut place. Foxwoods. Foxwoods.
You ever been to Cali?
The Indians. I don't know about them. What? No. Cali?
Yes.
What the fuck is Cali?
California.
Oh. No.
The left coast.
I'm afraid that my pure white skin would burn really badly in that sun. And I think all the devil worshippers live there. And the gays. Which might as well be devil worshippers.
Woo!
The gays.
The gays and devil worshippers are the same. Yeah. Oh, why? You're immoral. You're ethical.
Well, you know, if the worst thing I ever do is smoke some Luckies and play the slots, I'm okay.
Yeah. You ought to try.
I looked at a woman's ass once, but I felt wrong about it. Yeah. I said, I thought my friend Michelle was rubbing off on me. I told her to stop putting gay thoughts in my head.
How could somebody put gay thoughts in your head?
I don't know. I think I can get AIDS off a toilet seat. What's your problem?
No, you can't.
What are you talking about?
That's impossible.
Why?
Impossible.
Why?
Are you going to insert the toilet into
you? You might as well. You might as well with all the nasty stuff that's sitting on the seat. All those germs.
Don't sit there, just squat.
Well, no, ew. I don't know. These were those pieces of paper that you put under your ass.
I used two.
Use two? Fuck.
I do.
You're really committed to this, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're really committed.
That's a lot of commitment.
Indubitably.
Obviously, you don't have commitment issues. Okay, that's good.
Nope.
That's good. What does your wife think about that?
She thinks it's excellent.
You keep growling like that, I'm going to want to fuck you. Stop it. Yeah, it's not right. I'm an old lady.
Come here.
I'm an old lady. That's creeping me out. Stop it. Stop it. I got saddlebags.
I can get rid of those for you.
Is this... Is this like liposuction? You're gonna stick. Are you gonna, are you gonna take that vacuum cleaner and then put it in this in the shove, you know, and then shove it in there?
Suction's gonna be involved.
I mean, is that how this works? Is that how that works?
Yes.
They use a vacuum cleaner, don't they?
And friction.
Friction. Fuck.
Lots of friction.
I don't know if I can handle it. It's too much. It's too much. I might have a heart attack. But the most exercise I've gotten in the last 5 years has been getting up on the stool at the slot machine. And sitting there for 5 hours until my ass falls asleep. And then I have to change ass cheeks.
Do you win any money?
On occasion.
Because I don't want to spend my entire retirement check. I used to be a pit boss at the casinos.
Oh, good.
And the people stressed me out so fucking much, I ended up smoking.
Oh, you didn't smoke when you started?
No.
How long you worked there?
Assholes. I worked there for about 45 years.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a long motherfucking time.
Yeah. Well, you know, they were good to me. Oh, they pay good money. Uh-huh. Especially when the mob, the mobsters, they were the best. They really take care of their people.
Right.
You know. I got a steak dinner every night. I got my room, and my rent was paid. Everything was paid. Didn't have to worry about nothing. And these fucking accountants come in, and they fuck it all up. Come in, goddamn bean counters. Come in, they take it all away. And then you're getting fucking $12.50 an hour. And no more steak dinners.
Oh, shit.
They're like, fuck you. Fucking go buy your own steak. That's what they're saying.
Steak dinner to TV dinner.
Yes, yes. I went from a steak dinner to a TV dinner, darling. You're very right about that.
Well, at least you
you're very right.
Steak.
You're very right, Dad.
Salisbury steak.
That's pretty good. I like that. That's nice. That's a good job. Yes, that's very true, darling. I went it made my quality of candy, hard candies, go down. I had to stop shouting in front of my for my hard candies at the 99-cent store now. I can't quite afford the Lindt truffles or the
good.
Hey, well, you know, it's the economy.
Because everything is 99 cents.
It's the economy, you know what I'm saying? I used to be able to afford things that were $3.99, and now I'm lucky if I can afford 99 cent items.
For real recession.
Fucking goddamn communists come over here and they fuck up our shit. Them and the gays.
Gays. They the root of all evil.
And the Jews. Oh, wait, I'm a Jew. Oh, never mind. I forget I said that.
You're
my
a Jew.
Name is Rose Goldfarb.
Goldstein or.
No, Goldfarb.
Goldfarb.
It's Goldfarb.
Goldfarb.
Goldfarb. Goldfarb. G O L D F A R B. Get it right. Rose Goldfarb. I played the slots in I don't go like Las Vegas. Las Vegas is ugly. I like my Atlantic City. It's dirty.
It's dirty.
It's dirty. Just the right amount of dirty for me. Because, you know, Las Vegas is too clean for me. It's a bunch of pussies there.
I like Vegas. It's nice.
All a bunch of pussies. Every
lit
one
up
of them.
At night.
That's a bunch of pussies. You know, Atlantic City started the whole thing. No, they came first. Never mind. Forget I said that. Forget I said that. I think they came first.
Vegas came first,
okay,
I think.
Okay, yes. I think they came.
Rose Bernstein.
Rose Goldfarb.
Goldfarb.
Get it fucking right.
Goldfarb.
Back in my day, you would have been a porter at the train station.
And I lost your luggage.
I bet you would have, honey. What if I'd given you like a $10 tip? Would that have changed your mind?
Back in the 40s, probably. I'd have kept it.
$10. Would that have greased your palms enough?
Yeah, that would have went a long way back then.
Okay, all right.
That's probably.
Well, that's true. When I was a child, they didn't have Luckies. But a loaf of bread was like 3 cents or some shit.
Yeah, 10 bucks went a long way.
5 cents. Yeah. I mean, I was getting, I was living high on the hog. But we were also only getting like, 45 cents an hour.
The stuff was more affordable.
So what was rent? 5 cents?
Yeah, but once you started working for the casinos, now casinos took care of you. Mm-hmm. I made a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Made a lot of money. Also stole a lot of money. But
things were affordable back then.
I didn't do anything like that. Anyway, I had a lot of rich men give me money.
Uh-oh, what you do for that money? Strange things for change?
I'd rather not say.
It must be strange things for change.
I'd rather not say.
Pulling off your heels for dollar bills?
I'd like to... I'd rather not say, darling.
Get on your knees to please?
Possibly. But then I had a, as I got older, I had a
you
harder.
You gum them up.
As I got older, I had a harder time getting off my knees. He had to, at that point, he had to help me up.
That's what you're supposed to use some pillows and stuff.
That's what ottomans are for.
But how do you think I made so much money? All the mob bosses, ottomans. You know. Hey, you suck a mob boss's dick really well. You too can live high on the hog. Right? You'll get anything you want. You'll get anything you want. Seriously. And if you do strange positions, especially with legs in the air and other things like that, you make a lot of money. It's Atlantic City.
That motherfucker, he can have me the money. He gonna be fucking a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
A peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Well, then you might want to make sure he's blindfolded. And then bring. And then bring a strange animal in to finish him off. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah, lick the peanut butter off.
Some of them like that kind of thing, though, so be careful. Be careful. Especially those politicians.
Uh-oh.
They're the freakiest of them all. Mm-hmm. I've seen some stuff in my day. Some really crazy shit. Involving animals and
sheep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a bad story about that. We're not going to go into that, honey. No, I'm not going to go into that, honey. That might scare you just a little bit. Might make you never want to have sex with your wife again.
I don't think so.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Now, anyway, you have a nice wife. She's a nice lady.
She is beautiful. She is smart.
I don't need a lot of stuff. Just say yes. She's awesome. Okay, yes. Cool. Oh, no growling. I don't. That's scary. Okay. It reminds me of a senator once. You know, he liked to play Goldilocks and the Three Bears. And we're not going to say who the other two bears were. Anywho. One of them might have been a Kennedy. Marilyn wasn't the only hooker he was messing with. I'm sorry, what? I didn't say anything. I'm glad they're all dead now, so they can't kill me. So we're good. Bobby, Ken, Bobby, Jed, they're all dead.
Bobby, Jed.
All of them. JFK, the whole bunch of them. They're all dead. It doesn't matter anymore. So none of them get me. Even that Mariah, what's her name? Maria Shriver.
Oh, yeah.
She's barely a Kennedy. Anyway, so. And her husband was what? The Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
The Governator. The Governator.
The Terminator.
The Governator. Oh, that would have been awesome. You could terminate your taxes. wait, so that. Yeah. I decided to work at the casinos instead of becoming an accountant like my father. He says, women shouldn't deal with money and numbers.
Oh, that's sexist.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, back then.
Oh, geez.
It was in the 40s.
Where women couldn't wear skirts?
Yeah, it was in the 50s, 60s, you know, when you weren't supposed to do that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow.
But that's okay.
They would have me locked up.
That's okay. A lot of the times, back then, some of us couldn't even become casino hosts, or not casino hosts, but the dealers. But that's okay. All right. So anyway, we've had fun today. We've been having fun today,
mm-hmm.
as always.
Oh, Jen is back.
Yes, Jen's back. My aunt had to go to the bathroom. She has a really bad bladder problem.
Potty break.
Yeah, she has to take a lot of those because she's old now, and if she doesn't, she'll piss herself. So you know, and nobody wants that, especially in the seat I'm sitting in. So anyway, we've been having a great time on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Well, thank you, Ben Trope, for not calling in. Well, hopefully next week maybe he'll call in. Yeah. We'll see. Next week we do have country western singer
Joy.
Troy Bullock,
yeah,
will be on the show, and then the week after that will be Jordan Casti and some of the other members, hopefully, of $11 Bills, and then we're just going to keep the party rolling after that.
As time goes on. And we have Zavang on September 6th.
Right.
Go check us out. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on Facebook. Jenny's Real Talk on Twitter and Jenny's Real Talk on Instagram. Go check us out. Yes, we are produced by Get Real Global Entertainment, which we own. Anyway, this has been Jennifer DeVoe and...
James Muse.
For
Call me JJ.
Yes, JJ. And my wonderful daughter, Heisha, and our buddy T-Dog, a.k.a. Silent Giggles.
Yeah.
We have been having more fun say bye, than Nisha. Anyone
bye.
Can.
Bye, Nisha. Bye. Bye, Nisha.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.